That study is looking at Kapox, interestingly enough. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, at this point, I'm not convinced that Kapox is as effective as FOLFOX. And also, there are some concerns that have been raised as to whether the toxicity of Kapox might be worse than FOLFOX. And evidence for that comes from a couple of different directions. One is, if you look at the various Kapox studies that have been conducted around the world, phase two studies, there are all sorts of different doses that have been found to be acceptable. And this has raised the question as to whether different populations are more or less tolerant of capecitabine-based therapy. And some evidence in that regard was presented at ASCO this year by Dan Haller that looked at a bunch of large phase three studies conducted around the globe using either capecitabine or 5-FU, and finding that different populations, just based on region, have different levels of gastrointestinal and hematologic toxicity. So it looks like the hypothesis that people in North America are less tolerant of 5-FU and capecitabine at equal doses seems to be borne out by these data. So I wonder what's going to be observed in the NSABP study with regard to the toxicity in a cooperative group study, where oftentimes regimens seem totally safe in the phase two experience, but when you open them up nationwide, you find things in terms of tolerance that you didn't expect.
You actually did the discussion of that paper. Can you comment on some of the things you discussed there?
Sure. So one comment I had about that paper relates to mechanism. You know, why should it be that people in one part of the world tolerate a therapy better than in another part of the world? And it could either be environment or biology or a combination. Now, in the case of fluoropyrimidines, one hypothesis is that this might relate in part to folates, because, as you know, leucovorin is commonly given with 5-FU, and it potentiates the activity and toxicity of 5-FU by improving the binding of thymidylate synthase to FDUMP, which is the downstream product of 5-FU. Well, different populations across the globe have different levels of folate, which is folinic acid, is what leucovorin is, and different populations have different levels of folate in their diet. There are also biologic differences related to folate metabolism, and one of the genes involved in folate metabolism is the methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase gene, MTHFR. And this gene is polymorphic, and polymorphisms in this gene affect the disposition of folates. And these polymorphisms exist in different frequencies in different populations worldwide. So one can imagine a hypothesis where if you have certain polymorphisms in your germline, in the MTHFR gene, in a gene that affects how your body handles folates, that you might have a differential response or toxic side effects from fluoropyrimidine therapy. So this is, I think, a hypothesis that ought to be pursued.